Welcome to Prime Time, bitch, and welcome back for another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And tonight, we are going to do the final four episodes of Freddy's Nightmares Season 2. You'll probably understand why we're doing all four together pretty soon. But also, this isn't going to be the last Freddy's Nightmares video because we will be having a Freddy's Nightmares series retrospective where we talk our favorite episodes of the two seasons, some of the worst episodes, and show off some Freddy merch. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming soon. But tonight, we're going to be covering episode 19, 20, 21, and 22. So we're going to just get right into this and see how these episodes are. So episode 19, A Family Affair. And in this one, an indescribable destroys a man's family and then attempts to reconcile with his son. An indiscretion destroys a man's family and then he attempts to reconcile with his son that ends in disaster. All right, so this story I feel like has been so fucking overdone, like with the whole having this family man having a, you know, second life and an affair with, you know, some random lady, and how that comes to, you know, bite them back in the ass. You've seen this done so many fucking times. And at this point, what the fuck is it with people in the season cheating on their fucking wife or husband? And, like, between that and fucking mob stories, this season is just, like, the most uncreative piece of shit ever. Because, like, they just keep going back to these fucking things.
Welcome to the 80s syndicated television.
Oh, my God, dude. It's so, like, just, maybe if I was just watching it like on TV, I would, but trying to binge this shit and then just to be like, I've seen this storyline before.
You don't have that weak buffer to really absorb and then look forward to another.
It's incredibly frustrating. But I did like the little ending where we got the mistress hacking up the wife with the cleaver. I thought that was actually pretty solid. And then, you know, the husband ending up pushing her in the coat rack and it stabbing the back of her neck and killing her. You know, decent little scene there. But then, like, the second half of the story, just following the son and the dad trying to reconcile the relationship. The son's got, like, a drug problem now, and I really didn't give a shit. And the way that, like, the ghosts were or the ghost of the mistress was coming back to the dad, and then the ghost of the mom was coming back to the son. It was kind of hokey and not really interesting. And honestly, the first half of this episode, there was something there. I think especially towards the end, but then the way they continued it, it was just like, this is just another shitty half of an episode. So overall, wasn't really a fan of this. Thought it was kind of lame. But I will say, chick getting hacked up with a meat cleaver, I mean, that was all right. So what about you?
Yeah, this was a... Okay, we're at the final four. This is not a winner.
Yeah. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
I really think we are. It's like, you know, Kruger said, everything has been done before. We're at the point where we're really repetitive. I will say this episode's notable for having the acting debut of Morris Chestnut, who hit it big a year later with Ricky in Boys in the Hood.
So, was this his debut, really?
Yes, this was his
first. Oh, wow. Okay, so he's pretty goddamn good then.
Yeah.
Because the acting actually was pretty, I thought, actually more solid in this episode than most, so.
Yeah. All right, yeah, this was, he might have had the last Boy Scout. They're both 91, but he's just like a background kid in that one. Mm-hmm. So, but basically his next big role was that. Director wise, this one is Keith Samples. He's got some producer credits. He directed some Oz, and I mean, honestly, it's mostly TV work, which makes sense for this. He did the direct to video sequel Single White Female 2, if we want to get something close to the genre. But other than this, I don't, yeah, he doesn't really have any other you know, horror stuff. So yeah, this was just a lackluster one. I mean, it was, you know, we talk about content now. This was absolutely just content for syndication back in the day.
Yeah. Well, why don't we rate this one and move on to episode 20? So yeah, this rating for me, honestly, it feels a little high, but I'm a 2 out of 5. The only reason I'm not lower, like I said, is the little final part of the first half of the episode with the mistress hacking up the wife and getting killed. Shit, that was pretty solid, but still below average for me.
Yeah, I'm a 2 on this one also. I was going back and forth between that and 1.5, but like you mentioned, like some of the bits and then the acting. So I feel okay giving it below average. I'm not going to recommend this one to unless you want to see Ricky before he gets smoked. Spoiler, I don't know. That's
all right. Well, moving on to now episode 20, Dust to Dust. And in this one, cannibals consume a tainted feast. Nice and short and sweet little description on there. So this is a continuation of one of the previous episodes we've gotten this season, on which was the
Crime Cut.
Yeah, and the plane crash cannibal thing going on. Yeah. Which, honest to God, probably the best non-Freddy episode of this season. So I was super excited. And, you know, we opened it up with this pretty cool little Cannibals Anonymous meeting thing, which I thought was funny. And especially, like, you could tell who was still eating people, you know, who was staying true to, you know, not doing it. And how quick, like, the cannibals were, like, some guys just comes in crazy and they're like, all right, let's kill him and eat him. there was some hokiness in there that I just thought was just funny for the dark humor purposes of it, and the way the episode, you know, just escalates with, you know, the one dude going nuts and then he gets stabbed with these I think they were like oars or something, and then these cannibals are back at it making this, you know, awesome feast, and then you find out this guy is carrying an infectious disease from like an alien life form or some shit, and I was like, oh, here we go. We're like, this is going to get really, really fucking interesting. But then we get to the lab and the whole lab sequence where these cannibals are being experimented on is just really bizarre and weird. And like, they start spontaneously combusting and just turning into dust. And it just seemed so awful, and like they even made fun of the effect that saying "beam me up, Scotty," and like, did you guys really need to hit that joke 3 times? Because I counted that they hit it 3 times in the fucking episode. I'm like, really? Come on, man. So it like started off really strong, but the whole bad thing was just super, super hokey, and it lost me really, really hard. So overall, I mean, it's not like a bad episode. I think like it starts really strong, but then it just goes completely off the rails into this weird late 80s sci-fi bullshit that I wasn't a fan of. But what about you, Todd?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted something stronger to the follow-up for Prime Cut. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get that. I didn't hate this episode. It wasn't great. Again, the second season is definitely a dip on quality, and you can feel it on this one.
I'm shocked, actually, at like how much of a dip it was, because I like everybody's always, when I've talked about Freddy's Nightmares, they've always talked about how fucking terrible it is, and like the first season, I was like, this isn't fucking bad at all, but now I understand.
It had a strike going for me from the second we saw that shitty Nightmare 5 makeup. But it's like, it's the drop off. We get it. Like, you see the drop off between 1 and 2, but then somewhere in season 2, we get another drop.
Yeah.
Where like the producers are like, I don't know why we're wasting all this money. Cut them budgets in half.
Yeah. Cut the budgets in half. More mob and affair storylines.
Well, they're cheap. They just need a guy in a suit or or some dude stepping out. Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm starting to like this episode better. But no, it's not great. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It's kind of in the middle. It's one of the, well, honestly, for season two, it's probably one of the better ones, if I'm being real.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. But, I mean, it's also because we're continuing characters we know from the last one.
Yeah, and usually, like, I feel like they're either hit or miss, but still, like, there's something endearing because you already know this person that's been established.
Yeah.
But I did think it was kind of weird that they got rid of the dude. They killed off the dude first. I was like, what the fuck? Like, out of the three cannibals?
Yeah, well, interesting to note. I don't know if it's time. Not the best of segue. But since we did Prime Cut to now, actor Tony Dow, who plays Johnny Travers, just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
77.
Damn. Oh, rest in peace.
Right.
Even though this episode wasn't that great, first when we saw it.
And then, go ahead.
Oh, no. Just hopefully, like, when you guys are watching this, you can get a little bit more out of it than I am. I know Todd, like, loves this era of TV, and, like, I didn't necessarily, like,
well, this is still the bad era. This is what I can't even defend.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
The first season definitely is that type of air.
Yeah.
Director-wise, I didn't bring up Bill Frohlich. He's first movie he wrote and directed was Return to Horror High.
Okay. Which,
yeah. He doesn't have a lot of directing credits for that being his first. This being his third. His last one was a TV documentary. But he also co-executive produced 22 episodes of Freddy's Nightmares, which actually looks like the first season mostly.
Oh, okay.
And he produced Children of the Corn too. So
I'm trying to remember if I like Children of the Corn too.
Only one. It's when we get to that franchise show, it'll be interesting.
Isn't there like fucking 15 of them motherfuckers? There's like a shit ton, isn't
there?
There's
at least 10. I'd have to.
Oh my God, no. That sounds fucking horrific.
Well, we're going to have to do just as many for Hellraiser.
See, I haven't even watched all the Puppet Masters and shit. Like, I actually like those movies.
Okay. Well,
fuck. I mean, I'm in, but that's going to be a long, painful road. So why don't we rate this one and just get on with the next thing? So. For me, I'm a 2.5 out of 5. I think it's about average.
I'm with you 100%. It's an average episode.
All righty.
So, an average season 2 episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's saying at least that's more of a compliment. All right. So moving on now to episode 21, Prisoner of Love. And in this one, a minister's lust for a condemned woman drives him to desperate measures. So the beginning of this episode just intrigued me because, like, the chick being tied to the electric chair and, like, that whole dream sequence where she just kept waking up, it pulled me in. But then from there, like, you know, we get this priest that's kind of struggling with his, like, sexual urges. And I was just like, oh, fuck, like, maybe there's actually something in this episode. And I like the way things played out and how, like, the, you know, he's falling in love with this inmate and wants to run away with her. And he has this grand scheme of giving her, did he say it was like a Haitian potion or something like that? I can't remember what exactly it was, but some type of hoodoo thing that would stop her heartbeat after she was in the electric chair, so she could play dead and basically they could run, she would be buried and then he could dig her up and they could run away together. And of course that doesn't fucking work out. And I thought that was pretty cool. But then the second half of the episode, I wasn't really crazy about, like, it felt like they were almost regurgitating the same story back out again. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it felt a little bit pointless. I will say, though, I did like the Freddy segments. I mean, Freddy just fucking reading poetry with, a striped scarf and glasses on in front of a class. That was kind of fun. And also Freddie confessing his sins about murder and shit and then stabbing the priest through the head in the confession booth was awesome. So the two Freddie segments alone, like, brought this episode up a little bit higher than I thought it would be. But, like, overall, I would say this is a solid episode. Out of everything tonight, this is probably the best episode. And I would say one of the better ones of the season, but still not like anything I would fully recommend. But if you're, you know, going through this Freddy's Nightmares and you're like, fuck, I need a halfway decent episode to watch, or I'm going to stop watching this shit, this may bring you back in. And it kind of did for me too. Well, I mean, like, we're down the pike and I'm on a stop already.
Yeah.
What about you though, Todd?
Yeah. Fuck. I totally got lost. I don't
know. No worries. fucking like anytime you have a priest struggling with like some taboo shit like that, like you're going to get me interested just to see where it goes. And I did think like having a priest fall in love with an inmate dynamic. I don't know if it's been done before, but I haven't seen it done before. So I did enjoy that quite a bit.
Yeah. directing wise, this is like his literal only directing credit.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. He's done quite a bit. Second unit director on some bigger stuff, some television, mm-hmm. production manager, same thing. So, I mean, he found his niche, but nothing really genre wise.
What did you think about this one though?
And for the episode itself, it's another one. It's just kind of in the middle.
Take or leave for you.
Yeah. I did like the concept. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It's another one. It's hard when we're in this tail end.
Yeah.
I think it's worth the watch though.
Yeah. No, for sure. Dude, the Freddy segments alone. I mean,
yeah, like I will agree with that.
Those alone elevate it. I think that's kind of like the thing with a lot of these episodes is like, yeah, the actual story of the episode may not be the greatest, but then Freddy will come in there and do some fucking goofy ass shit and it will make you happy. So this was definitely a case of that. Actually, the episode before we were talking about, I hate to go back to it, but I forgot, there was a Freddy fucking segment in there too, where he was like cooking human meat, and then they bring out a body to him and he's like, I said I want chop meat, and then he's like, oh well, gotta do it myself, and just starts going in. Like, that shit was awesome. So Freddy can always bring a mediocre to average episode up for me.
Do you just have to imagine a 12-year-old Todd staying up till whatever time?
Oh yeah,
just to watch. So I was happy just with the Fred. Like, you, this episode could have been like it was, but those Freddy segments on any of these, just that little taste.
We just need like a compilation of just all the Freddy like scenes and just like make it into a supercut. That needs to happen.
That's already exists. And
oh, it does. Really? Okay. All righty. So, why don't we rate this and then move on to the season finale? So for episode 21, Prisoner of Love, I give this one a 3 out of 5. A little bit high, I know, but them Freddy segments are definitely what elevates it for me.
Yeah, I'm a 2.5. It felt average to me, even with the Freddy segments.
Word. All righty. So now we're down to the final episode. Episode 22. I lost the fucking note on my phone.
That's all right.
Life sentence. And in this one, a murderer eligible for parole is subject of a warden's experiment. How the fuck are you gonna have two prison episodes back to back?
You know what would make it better? If it was a prison mobster cheating
affair. Yes.
Yeah, fair. Like, trifecta.
Well, maybe like going into this, I was expecting a little too much because I thought, Freddy's Nightmares, final fucking season. Maybe it will actually have something to do with Freddy Krueger, but nope, another prison fucking story. But Freddy talking about going to a sperm bank and being suspended for illegal withdrawal was pretty fucking funny. it was so random and out of left field, but I was like, all right, well, fucking that did pop me. So everything's not too bad. But the whole story on this with the therapist trying to get revenge for the inmate killing her dad, boring as fuck to me. And then the second half of the story is just another prison break thing like we got in the previous episode. So this felt like just such a fucking throwaway episode. And for a grand finale, I mean, Jesus Christ, it's so fucking disappointing. I, honest to God, hated this thing and really, really, really wish that we would have got, like, Freddy Krueger in prison, haunting a prison inmate would have been way fucking cool, or something like that. Just something maybe having to do with Freddy. I don't know why they wouldn't have saved one of the Freddy episodes for, like, the last episode.
I honestly think, because this second season didn't air in production order, I think they knew that it was weak, and they up top loaded the season with the better stuff.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's just my guess. I know they didn't air in order. I don't know the exact airing order though, but I mean, that would make sense for Freddy not closing. I mean, at that point, I think they knew this was the end, that they were done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
I mean, it's just unfortunate because, like, fuck, you go through this whole thing and you're like, all right, well, we're finally to the end. What are they going to give to us? And then they give us regurgitated bullshit from the episode before. But
and not even a sequel episode, you know?
No, like, they could have, like, went along with maybe one of the characters from, you know, the other prison or something, but. Yeah, it just, this rubbed me the fucking wrong way.
You know why this episode fails? Because we didn't get the return of Beefy Boy.
Honest to God, at this point, I would not mind another Beefy Boy episode because Jesus Christ, I've gotten enough fucking prison and fucking mob and fucking affair episodes to last a goddamn lifetime. So
you miss when too much Beefy Boy was a problem.
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I would have taken Sushi Boy, Pizza Boy, fucking Burrito Boy, whatever the fuck you want. But yeah, so very disappointing final episode, but we are at the end. So why don't we rate this one and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
So for me, I am a 1 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm a 1.5. I didn't throw out the directors, anything he did, or she did, Anita Addison. She directed a lot of television. I mean, there's nothing really, like, film-wise of note. Yeah, I mean, she did some Quantum Leap, but, I mean, nothing, Knots Landing. Nothing of the genre, but there we go. Yeah, 1.5 for me.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this long journey down the rabbit hole of Freddy's Nightmares. It's been a lot of fun, but we are not done. Like I said at the top of the episode, stay tuned for the Freddy's Nightmares series retrospective, where we will talk the worst episodes, the best episodes, and show off some of our Freddy merch, because we forgot to do it on our Nightmare on Elm Street franchise show that we did like years ago. Also, if you haven't checked that out, go check it out, because that was a lot of fucking fun. Yeah. Always love talking Freddy Krueger with anybody, so other than that, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures starts at just $1, and you get early and exclusive content. Some Slashtober episodes are already up on there. So if you want to get some of that Halloween viewing in early, check that out. And stay tuned for the Halloween season. We're going to have a lot of content for you guys. So that being said, sweet dreams, motherfuckers, and stay sick.